Okay, I'm gonna stop it there. Hey y'all, what's up? I hope everything is great. You've had a great day or you're gonna have a great day. My name is Zena, at least that's what I'm gonna go by for the sake of this podcast. And welcome to Coming to Terms. I'm so excited. This is just a little introduction, you know. And I'm really excited. This is like my third recording. I want to make sure everything sounds good and, you know, I'm saying the right things. I think the last recording I used my real name, which I'm trying not to do, so I have to start over. But that was Summertime by Childish Gambino. And I played it because I just finished watching Guava Island on Prime Video. And I watched it because I was listening to the radio and the song kept playing and I thought it was an ad for something because one of the songs in the movie is Red Cargo is the best cargo. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll buy Red Cargo. But then, you know, at the end, he was like, I'll see you tonight. I'm like, wait, see me where tonight? I don't understand. And then I found out what the commercial was for. I was like, oh, okay, I'll check it out. So I finally watched it. It's really good. It's only an hour. Rihanna's in it. Childish Gambino's in it. And it features a lot of Childish Gambino's songs. Songs that we've already heard. Most recently, like Summertime. And I think, This Is America. And I don't want to give anything else away. But go check it out if you have Prime Video. So let me just start off by first explaining where Zena came from, because I get this all the time. So let me just lay it down right now. Zena came from one of my customers when I worked at a juice store. And I was working a register. That night, I was wearing red lipstick. And this woman comes in. I guess she was like really mad. She had an attitude, or she thought I had an attitude, which I didn't. I'm pretty sure. But I worked the late shift, so maybe I was just tired. I don't know. But I believe she thinks I like treat her, unfairly. Anyway, so I take her order, give her her money, whatever, whatever. My coworker makes her drink and gives it to her. And she takes it and very loudly she says, tell Zena over there to fix her attitude. I didn't hear her because I didn't care. But my coworker came back and told me what she said. And I was like, you know, out of everything that he told me, the one thing I took from that was, Zena, I actually kind of like that. I'm a fairly tall woman. And, you know, Zena was like this badass warrior princess. If y'all ever watched the show, I never watched the show. But I've done a little bit of research on her. So I was like, okay, Zena's actually kind of cool. So I kept the name. So I started Coming to Terms. Well, I had the idea for Coming to Terms after a breakup. It was a really bad breakup. And I felt myself focusing a lot on the relationship and how it ended and the guy. And I didn't want to do that anymore. So I recognized that I needed an outlet. And I was like, okay, I'll start a podcast. And I wanted to have a co-host, but, you know, she didn't want to do it with me, so it's okay. And the difficult part came with coming up with a name for the podcast. And, you know, Coming to Terms, I really liked because I'm in my 20s and I want this podcast to be for 20-somethings and up who are, you know, coming to terms with, you know, graduating from college and dealing with a job that you don't like and not knowing what you want to do and being sad and being happy and dealing with people that you don't want to deal with and being surrounded by people that you love. And, you know, I wanted to talk about these things and I wanted this podcast to be sort of like an escapism for everyone. I listen to podcasts when I'm on my way to work and when I'm coming home from work, when I'm on the bus or in my car, because it keeps me from focusing that I'm in traffic and I'm on the bus surrounded by germs and loud people and babies crying. And I'm like, oh my God, why didn't I just drive to work today? So that's my goal with this podcast. I wanted to turn my sadness into something a lot more positive and, you know, share my energy with your energy. And it could be, you know, an exchange of just ideas and, you know, just a great flow. And also I want to gossip. I like gossiping. And I hope you like gossiping too, because that's what I'm going to do. So I want to thank you for giving this podcast a chance and for listening and, you know, If you're friends with me, hey, what's up? If you're my family, hey, what's up? And if you're new, I hope to get to know you. So I'm going to hopefully post once a week on Saturdays. Saturdays tend to be like really my only off day. So hopefully on Saturdays. And as you can see, my artwork is not cute. I'm not an artistic person in the slightest. But for anyone out there who is an artist, or graphic designer, or whatever have you, please help me out and send me something nice so I can use it as the cover art for the podcast. Don't have me out here looking crazy next to these podcasts that have really nice artwork. Help me out. So send any of your artwork to comingtotermspodcast.com. Nope, not .com. I don't have a website. At gmail.com. And, you know, if I really vibe with it, I'll use it and I'll shout you out and it's going to be great. And then your artwork will be displayed for all these people. Like, how great is that? So yes, please help me out. Once again, I'm really happy that everyone's listening and tuning in. Let's get on with the first episode.